This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, we are riding with the king on this Monday afternoon. It's the Midday Show, and joining us right now to talk all things Eagles is Howard Eskin, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's is opening up two more locations in the next couple months, one in Horsford and another one in Langhorne. Be sure to check them out. Make it McGurk's. Howard, how are we doing today?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I'm just, you know, another day in trying to make it paradise, but listening to you guys, I'm saying, what the hell is going on?
Waste no time.
Taking shots.
With the insults.
Two dopes.
Well, that's why we invited you on. We needed a third.
There's the good and the stupid. Hey, listen, stupid people are stupid. You can't help stupid. You can't teach stupid because they're stupid. So, you know, I can't, you know, explain it any more than that. All right, Joe, let's start with you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, the defense is winning football games for the Eagles, so you're right in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And that genius there with you, Hugh Douglas, is an idiot. The defense has won these, has really been the most important factor. There's a lot of things that have won these games. But the defense, without this defense, they wouldn't be on this winning streak. They wouldn't have eight wins. It's that simple. Saquon Barkley is terrific. I get all that. But you couldn't get to him if the defense wasn't the way they were. All right, now let me get to the thing where, like, I don't know where you're coming from on this. Nick Nurse is a good coach.
Sure. You know, yeah, yes.
Wait a minute. How can you tell?
Well, he won a championship with the
But that's not here, Joe.
I understand. Well,
you know, idiots win championships. Barry Switzer won a championship.
He beat the Warriors, but first of all, he didn't. You know, beat nobody.
And Draymond Green got suspended. All right, so let's. That was the situation where Draymond Green got suspended.
You think
right?
This is Nurse's fault? What's going on right now? You got the star player who plays when he wants to.
No,
the other one's 35. Maxie's out. Their best player right now is a rookie.
You know what? He annoys me because he doesn't tell people the truth.
He doesn't mean he's not a good coach.
He's molded into Daryl Morey Jr.
Well, Morey's the most overrated guy in the city right now.
I talked to a very, very big NBA person this morning. Very big in the NBA. He agrees that Morey is a fraud and awful. And when I said he's a con man, he says, yep, I would agree with that too. He's a con man. He's agreed that Joel Embiid is lazy and they will never, and I said this 3 years ago, so people, you know, they wanted to kick me out on the street. Yeah, you're just a hater. Yeah, hate this. All right. They will never, N-E-V-E-R for the idiots that can't spell it.
Spell it slowly, Howard. N-E-V-E-R. We got to write it down.
Too fast.
Write it down, yeah.
I mean, it's just lazy, not interested. It's just he got his money because that moron that runs this team, actually he's not a moron, he's just a fraud and a con man, gave him a three-year extension. It's like it baffles me when they knew he had a knee injury. What is he doing? And Paul George, who is probably a nice player, However, 4-year max when nobody else would give it to him, and he takes off games too. It's just unbelievable. And let me just describe: Joel Embiid is doubtful tonight with a illness.
Yes.
What the hell? What are we doing here? You're making $62.5 million a year, and you can't play with a little illness. You know what? I'll just use a word. He's a worm, but I'll just use a word, and you get the definition of it. He's a cat. All right. All right. So you use whatever definition you want.
Uh-oh. Howard, let's talk about a team that actually is fun to watch right now. And yes, that is the Eagles. 6 wins in a row. The defense has been incredible. Howard, did you think that this defensive turnaround was possible to this level? Because I didn't think it would happen this quickly. You know, we know Fangio's had a great career and he's really good, but I thought it would take him longer than, 10 games to go from where they were last year to where they are now.
I don't know the amount of games. I never really thought about it that way. It's an excuse when Saquon said it, and I think he is a stand-up guy, and he's a great teammate, and he's a terrific player. When he says the first 4 games were preseason, I don't want to hear that. It's the way it is for everybody. So, everybody's pretty much doing the same thing. So I don't want to hear that. But the defense started to learn how to play together. You realize that, and Cooper DeJean didn't play for how many of those first 4 games?
I think he missed them all. Maybe he was back but barely got on the field in the third and fourth game.
He's really important.
Yep.
He's really important. I mean, Mitchell is obviously terrific. Cooper DeJean fits so well in that secondary. Then you got Jalen Carter stepped up this year. The linebackers have played. Zach Bond has just gotten better. It seems like he gets better each game. Their defense is unbelievable. So did I know what they were going to be? I thought they would win 11 or 12 games. They might win more than that. You know, the next 2 weeks are interesting. The Rams are okay, but they're beatable, and the Eagles are a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens I thought would be really tough, and they will be tough. But I don't know what it is, what's missing with the Ravens right now. I mean, Pittsburgh beats them and doesn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Russell Wilson stinks. You know, I don't care what you say. Oh, yeah, they won with Russell Wilson. And they kicked, 6 field goals?
Been in the red zone. Russell's been pretty rough.
Yeah, by the way,
year.
Hugh, that 6 times 3 is 18, in case you were kind of wondering.
18, 16. Yeah, that was
pretty good at math.
Thank you so much. I was sitting here confused.
So, but the reality is the Eagles are a good football team, a very good football team. I think Detroit is better. I think Jared Goff is better than Jalen Hurts. And the guy that called up and said, he had a bad game. Everybody has a bad game. I mean, he had over 400 yards yesterday. Now, I think Jacksonville is just tanked, and they're not tanked, but they've quit. The players have quit. That's just terrible. But still, he has become a much better quarterback. I mean, then you watch Josh Allen. That guy is really good, and he doesn't turn the ball over. There's some quarterbacks out there, but Jalen is good enough right now, and because Saquon Barkley is so good, you don't have to throw the ball as much. Teams are going to start, and I don't know what the first good defensive team that they will play. I guess Pittsburgh might be the first.
Yeah, Pittsburgh will be a real challenge. That'll be a big one. Yeah.
So that'll be a big one. We'll see. And they're going to try to stop Saquon Barkley, and then Jalen's going to have to throw the ball more. But Saquon allows you not to have to throw the ball as much, and when you don't throw the ball as much, there's less risk of turnover. So all those things add into it. When Nick Sirianni, and Joe, I think you wanted to fire him earlier in the year.
Of course.
I know, because you're an idiot. Because he's a very good coach, and he stresses, there's a lot of things he stresses, and teams don't always buy into it. Teamwork and play for each other. And that's what this team is doing. It's amazing when you hear a coach say, oh, okay, yeah, everybody says that. Well, not everybody does it. This team is doing it, and they really believe in this coach that you wanted to fire. And you're not the only one. He's a very good very good head coach because these guys love him. They play hard for him. And that's all you, that's, those are the two things you really want. You really want a team to play hard for the head coach, and they're doing it for everybody.
They are. Well, it's six in a row, and they look really good right now. All right, Howard, I'm going to give you an either or. You got to pick one. Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay,
no.
Either or, because you and I agree on this. The Lions right now are a little bit better than the Eagles, and the quarterback play has been better. Okay, so Howard, 2 months. Let's fast forward 2 months from now. Eagles Lions NFC Championship game. You could have one or the other. Option A is Jalen and the passing game are better. Like they figured it out. They're playing better. Option number two. The game is here in Philadelphia. You could choose one of the two. Would you rather get the Lions out of the dome, bring them to Philadelphia, but have a spotty Eagles passing game, or go there with a good passing game?
Well, I'd rather get them out of the dome and play here. And you mentioned it earlier. I can't believe you actually thought about this. But that the fact that they'd play in what we would think would be cold weather at that time of the year, and you hope it's really cold. Dome teams are not good outside. And remember, they also play another team with a dome. So they play in domes. What do they have? Nine? They have eight home games.
So Howard, I don't know. Yeah. So this year, because of their road schedule, they go to Indianapolis this weekend. They've been in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
14 of their 17 this season are inside.
Yep. Yep. So I'd rather have them play here. And then I think they will not play as well, and I can live with Jalen being, you know, a little bit better, but not going backwards. And I don't think he's going to go back. I think he's going to move forward. I think the coaches have convinced him there's things he needs to do, and they're working with him to do those things better, whether it's under center, whether it's going through the process of finding your receivers and giving yourself some time. Whatever it is, I'd rather have the Lions here, and that would be my choice.
I agree with you on that. Get Goff outside. All right, Howard, last one for you. It's been a little quiet. I mean, the baseball offseason has been about 2 weeks old. We keep seeing some little things on the Phillies. You hearing anything? Alec Bohm trade rumors. It feels like every baseball insider says he's going to be out of here. Howard, what do you think the Phillies are going to do when this thing starts, you know, heating up in the next few weeks?
Something's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be a big signing, or they're going to trade and reshuffle this thing?
Well, is Bregman a big signing?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, but they got, you know, here's, they have to know that they can trade Bohm, and they can trade Bohm if they sign Bregman, and they can trade Bohm. And you know, I don't know if they know, they would know who. And Bregman's a nice player. I'd have no problem with Bregman, although I do like Alec Bohm. They will make a trade, but sometimes teams wait because they wait for the better deals. They don't feel like it's always there. Mm. They will make trades. They will add something. They're going after pitching. The starting pitching, I don't think is their issue. Am I wrong there? They need somebody in the bullpen. They need bullpen help. They need a closer. That's what they need. And, you know, they're going to talk to the way, you know, Bob Nightingale must be on the Phillies payroll because he always puts out there something that gets the fans excited and makes them look good. And he had Juan Soto in the mix for the Phillies. He had, you know, now he's got the
Crochet, the
Crochet in the mix for the Phillies. Starter is not the first thing that I'm going after.
I agree, but if he's a Cy Young type of pitcher, he makes you better, and then you can move things around in a different way.
Well, yeah, so you get him, and then you're going to keep Wheeler. You're going to keep Nola.
You could trade Ranger maybe for something else.
Yeah, but Ranger has been, what are you going to get for him now because he's been sporadic with injuries as well. So I don't think you get as much for him. I think you have to keep him another year. You can't get rid of Taiwan Walker unless somebody gives you, you know, maybe three dozen.
Maybe donuts. Ranger goes back to the bullpen. He was good at that when he was younger.
Yeah, but that's not their biggest need. They need two outfielders, and they need the shortstop to move to the outfield.
Now we're cooking with gas here, Howard. Finally, we got somewhere with this. Yes, the shortstop should go to the outfield. He probably won't, but he should.
Yeah, but they'll do something. I mean, they're not going to sit still because they know they can't sit still because the other teams are going to get better.
Right.
The Mets are going to get better, especially if they get Soto. And the Braves are going to be better because they will get some players back from injury. Phillies have to do something. They are not Rob Thompson can say all he wants. We have a championship roster. That's good. That's on paper. You don't play on paper. You play on the field. And they need something to change that lineup and to change the roster and the lineup. And, you know, you can start worrying about that next year. It's a joke to keep Schwarber. It doesn't work.
Oh, here we go. Here we go again.
It doesn't work. Regular season doesn't win championships.
All right. Well, we'll get back to that. Howard, thank you for hopping on, as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Hey, you, there's a yellow brick road for you and Joe somewhere down the line, and some people may not know what I mean by that, but the yellow brick road, you can go see the Wizard, and you maybe able to get some brains.
All right, we'll see you. We'll catch you on the road, Howard. You'll be right ahead of us. Thank you, Howard.
See you.
There he goes. Howard Eskin telling other people to get brains. There he goes.
Always the parting shot.
Always. He comes in with a shot, leaves with a shot. In between, maybe he says something that makes any sense. See, he gets it, though. He's with me. The Lions are above the Eagles right now. He mentioned the passing game.
But he also said that Jalen's going to get better. So
both you guys are dopes. Not me, though.
Oh, well, he usually calls
you're guilty by association. Well, you should know that.
Let me throw the question I threw to him at you guys. You could have one of these two things by the last weekend of January. The passing game got caught up and is good now, or the game is here in Philadelphia.
Outside. I take the outside. I like our chances with this hostile crowd, and it's going to be cold. And you talk about a team that's used to playing indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that side.
I think I would go with the passing game.
So you'd rather go there for the game but have a more revved-up passing game?
So I think the way the Lions play translates to a cold outdoor football
game. It does, but Goff has not been as good. Goff has been.
No.
He's had trouble outdoors.
I think the Eagles, like the one last thing that would convince me that this Eagles team is a true Super Bowl contender is their passing game gets better. I need to see that.
I mean, I'd like both. I'm just saying that I need one or the other.
It would also make me just feel a lot better in general about the quarterback and, you know, the direction moving forward. Like, I think for a lot of reasons, I need to see the passing game come around.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, Lions, Eagles. Are the Eagles in the same class as Detroit? Detroit probably fired Doug Peterson yesterday. 52 points they put on the... I mean, that was embarrassing.
I mean, I'm not laughing at Doug because it's not cool getting fired, but still.
His team allowed touchdowns on seven straight possessions.
Yes.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like 1996 Jets bad with Hugh Douglas on the field. I mean, that's bad. It's pretty bad. And, of course, we need your all-time debates for Combo-Con today. All-time debates. Jacob in Oxford. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jacob. What's up?
So I'm with you. I think that the Eagles are a notch short of the Lions, and I think so because they always miss the layups. They have a tough time taking advantage of when the other team makes a mistake. You know, I like to see big play, you know, the one-handed catches or the big run from Saquon just as much as the other guy. But great teams don't miss the layups. You know, I'm thinking back to the Thursday. There was maybe like a curl route or a comeback route from AJ or something like that.
Oh, yeah, by the left sideline. And Jalen just like tripped up over his own feet. Yeah,
exactly. He's wide open. Jalen throws it right into the ground. Like, if we want to, you know, be at the same level as the Lions, those are plays we got to make. That's my take.
Yeah, Jacob, it's almost like a baseball team that hits lots of home runs but also has these bad strikeouts and errors, and it's like, it's good. I mean, it's good, right? Like, the home runs are good, and the Eagles hit a lot of home runs with Saquon and the deep passes with Jalen, but they don't get many singles and doubles. It's like home runs or nothing.
Exactly.
Jacob, what do you got first for Combo-Con?
Man, the guy before me took mine. I was going to say Pats and Geno's, but I'll go with my backup. I'll say Messi versus Ronaldo.
Messi, Ronaldo. That is a good one. All right, Jacob, we got it. We got you down. Who are you going with, Hugh? Messi or Ronaldo?
My son likes Lionel Messi.
So you're a Messi guy?
Yeah, because that's all he talks about. And it's like, I mean, that's all Harper talks about is Lionel Messi. Which one do you like, Dad, Lionel Messi or Ronaldo?
So do you guys battle it out, or you just say you're a Messi guy?
No, I just say, because he knows
more. Because he'd win the debate.
Yeah,
can I have a take funeral for your son?
Yeah, I guess I will. He's
Messi take.
Yeah, he likes Messi. I guess he just likes the way he plays.
Is he the one that went to Miami?
Messi?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not caught up on the soccer stuff.
But I know one of them went to the MLS, and they came here and played the Union a few years ago.
I think it was Ronaldo.
It was a big deal. Was it Ronaldo?
I think it was Ronaldo. Remember.
But I don't care.
Because I remember Messi was the one they made a bus for him, and it didn't look nothing like him. It was horrible. It was a horrible bus.
They made a bus? What do you mean?
A bust.
Oh, a bust.
Yeah, a bust.
Well, you thought
like a bus, like yeah. The bus we're taking
well,
to
that's
Louisiana.
I have busts on the
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a bust. Okay. And it was, he looked real goofy on it.
Was it as bad as the Dwayne Wade statue a few weeks ago?
About on par.
Oh, I don't know if anything could be worse than that.
No, it was bad. Really, really bad.
But you know what the sad part about the Dwayne Wade bust is? Well, the statue is that Dwayne signed off on it. So he knew exactly what it was going to look like.
Maybe he just didn't want to be the difficult one. But like, you get
like, dog, no, that don't look like me. That's all you got to say is, that don't look like me. Who does that look like?
Not him. I don't know who it looks like, but it doesn't look like Dwayne Wade.
It was a disaster.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the thing with a bust or a statue is you should be able to bring someone who didn't know you were making the statue up and say, who is that? Or who does it look like? And I don't know, like 75% of people should say, oh, that kind of looks like Dwayne Wade. And you say, yeah, that's supposed to be him. Like 5% of people would say it looked like him. Gary is in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey, Gary, what's up, buddy?
That Fitzpatrick commercial where they have the bust of him and it's like the teeth are all busted up.
Yes, I have.
Come on, how can you say Barkley is mad? I just don't get your take.
So, I think he's a tremendous player and he's having a great year. My point in the spring was I didn't know when he got here if he'd make them a much better team. Like, they won 11 games before he got here. And I was like, I don't know if they're going to win more with him, even though he's a great player, because he the position he plays, he needs the defense to play well, and he's the quarterback to play well. He's been great. And Gary, I'm probably going to have a take funeral for this. I'm writing out the will right now. I'm probably going to have to concede, but I got to wait till they get to 12 wins, Gary. I'm not there yet.
I mean, like look at Derrick Henry in Baltimore. Baltimore led the league in rushing last year, and look at the difference he's making with them.
But he isn't. They're going to win less games with them.
Yeah.
I think he's been a great addition to that team. I think Saquon has been too. I mean, he helps out the defense by our drives take longer.
Sure, and he and the defense also helps out him. Right, it goes back and forth because the defense keeps the game lower scoring, and then his big plays. When I mean, Gary, I'm probably gonna have to concede this. I'm on life support here, buddy. I mean, you're throwing cold water on me. I know what's happening here. I could read the room, but I'm holding out. All right, Gary, what do you got for us for a combo con today?
How about the great did Will actually score 100 debate?
Oh, that's a classic WIP afternoon show one. Yeah.
What proof do we really have?
Well, we don't. I mean,
was it Howard there?
No, Howard. I don't think Howard was there. I know. I mean, he's going to text us in 5 seconds, upset. Gary, I think it's a great answer, by the way. Did Wilt actually score 100? I mean, you're right. It's flaky. The proof. It's flaky.
There is that piece of paper that
where he bagged over a million women.
That's also a flaky thing. Yeah.
Yeah, not a debate. Like, there's no way
20,000.
That he bagged that many
women. You just
women?
Don't have enough time.
You ever do the math on 20,000, Hugh? That's Gary. Good one. We're gonna put you in the mix.
He probably gave it the old college try though.
Sure, more. Well, who wouldn't?
But seriously, not to get stuck on this. That has to be at least 2 or 3 a night, right? At least.
I'm looking at a threesome.
I'm just saying, in order for it to be even close, like in a lifetime.
Well, you got to factor in, are there any days off, right?
No, you probably, yeah.
I'm telling you, if you start doing the math on it, it gets...
That's a guy that didn't miss no back-to-backs.
The anti-Joel Embiid, is that what you're telling us? All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones the next 7. We've discussed Saquon's impact on the field, but rumors have it that we could have another massive impact. He may be having another massive impact on the Eagles this coming offseason. We'll tell you what we mean next. Saquon's impact on the field could impact the Eagles on the sidelines. It's all coming up. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? I don't think so. Hugh does. And, of course, your answers for Combo Con all-time debates. I love the last one. Did Wilt actually score 100 points? 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. All right, we're going to go with... I'll take Houston minus -7.5. I'll take an anytime touchdown for Nico Collins and over receiving yards for Collins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles actually in the same class as the Detroit Lions? They win 52-6 yesterday. So the way I view it is it's Lions 1, Eagles 2. They're the top two tiers, but separate tiers, and then the rest of the NFC falls in after that. We'll go over the NFL yesterday. It was a big day, including the Bills over the Chiefs. Coming up around 1 o'clock, 215-592-9494, get you aboard. We also got to get to a big, huge breakdown coming up about an hour from now on the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, I don't even know what you call that, fight? Or
A showing.
It was a joke is what it was.
Yeah,
it was
different.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. One thing on the Saquon note, because these guys are trying to get me to, surrender or die on the sword or just give it up, the take that Saquon wouldn't be a major difference maker in terms of wins and losses this year, which I acknowledge is going the wrong way. I'm on life support here, but I still have a pulse. Like, I'm still alive. They have 8 wins. When they get to 12, I will happily sit here and say I was dead wrong.
It's just such a spin job for you to use the whole wins and losses compared to last year thing. No, but I think you're getting lost in the semantics of the point as opposed to like the
spirit of it.
Yeah, because what you like, I understand that you wanted a 12 wins and the difference to be wins and losses, but like we can very clearly see a huge difference in this Eagles team to last season, even though we don't have as many wins.
Sure,
that's clear. They're better.
They're a better team, and I think the biggest difference is their defense.
Right, that's one of them. But like that's also a convenient way to ignore the impact that Saquon's had on the offense.
I don't think I've ignored Saquon's impact.
Well, in the spirit of this debate, you are.
Well,
because we just
had a caller call in to use Derrick Henry as an example. The Ravens are worse than last year when they signed him. Yeah. So is he?
That's the Ravens. I'm talking about the Eagles. What would the Eagles be without Saquon this year?
They would be different.
Okay.
Probably a little worse.
And we can also look at the Ravens and say, what would they be this season without Derrick Henry?
I don't know. Would they be much worse?
Yes, are you kidding me? They don't even have as good of a defense as the Eagles.
Sure.
Yeah, the defense is
But there's also another element to this. When you take someone out, someone else would be in there. Like, if you take...
But not as effective.
But maybe the team's better. You don't know that.
Are you going to sit here in good faith and tell me that you think there's a chance the Ravens would be better if they had somebody else that wasn't Derrick Henry?
Let's not do a whole Ravens thing. But it's all moving parts. If they took the Henry money and put a defensive player out there, they lost. They lost one of their best linebackers. Maybe it makes their defense better. It's all moving parts to make a puzzle. Right? Like, I don't know. Maybe they'd be better.
Joe, they would... Stop.
Their defense is terrible. Their defense is terrible this year. They spent money on offense. They had a great offense last year. I don't know. Maybe they'd be better if they did something different.
I think just the point is you look at this Eagles team and you can specifically point to games where Saquon Barkley was the difference. The word here, because now we're back to semantics, is the difference.
Yes, because he was aided by the defense.
Oh, stop.
But the
defense. But the defense also aided by him. Saquon is aided by the defense.
Relationship.
Saquon aids the offense.
Man, I tell you.
In a massive way.
In the New Orleans game, when he had 50 yards the first three quarters, was the defense aided by Saquon, or did he,
But Joe, the offense has to score, right? Eventually, the defense can hold teams to 6 points. If we score zero, it means nothing.
It's wonderful. He's played well.
He's played fantastic. He's played very well.
Very well.
Yeah, and it's weird. He's not even that high in the MVP.
Well, that's because MVP. We know it's a farce. I've been trying to tell you guys this for a while now.
You know, hold on a second with the MVP's a farce. Real people vote on this. They don't agree with us. Like, maybe we're wrong.
No,
hold on.
No, we can see through the baloney that is MVP voting.
But these are real people voting, right? These are people that cover the NFL. These aren't like, it's not AI.
I think it's real.
We know why they're voting this way.
I think because the consensus in the NFL is that you have to have a quarterback.
People on the right side of history.
Well, you need a quarterback. The quarterback is the absolute most important position on the field.
Yeah, I just think people have realized the impact of the running back, even when they're great, is a sum of parts. They need so many people around them to make their impact worth it.
I think when you zoom out, you can say that. Yeah, like Josh Allen clearly is more important than Saquon Barkley is. But for the Eagles, Saquon, and this is beyond proven now, Saquon's the MVP of the Eagles offense.
Well, he's been their best player now.
Yeah, and the MVP.
Quarterbacks are always more important. But anyway, 215-592-9494.
Like how you say it real quick.
There's two takes need to be conceded.
Four games of alive on this, and then I'll concede when they get to 12 wins. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. And then we got to tell you specifically something about Saquon that might shake up the Eagles coaching staff. This is interesting. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Good, Anthony. What's up, buddy?
Hey, the Detroit Lions, man, I believe we're on the same playing field that they is on.
Mm-hmm.
A few calls ago said something about the layups. If we could make the layups, if we could get a score in the first quarter, we'd be right there with the Lions. For some reason, Jalen don't like layups. He like three-pointers or, you know, whatever it is. But if we could start off fast, of course we're in the same playing field as the Lions. Man, our defense is smoking. You give Jared Goff the hoop a few games without his two best receivers. You know, what is we looking at with Jared Goff? He can't hold it down with just him by himself. And Jalen is doing pretty good, man. I believe we're going to when it's time to, we're going to show up against the Lions when it's time to.
Well, I hope you're right. And they're going to have, I mean, Anthony, they're going to have to show up because the Lions score like 34 points a game. We're going to have to score.
Very efficient.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the word right there, Hugh, efficient.
I kept trying to say the joke.
If we could be efficient, hit the passes, wide open receivers, you never know.
Yeah.
They could go 80 yards, 20 yards, 70. You know, just hit with fear, Jalen, and then the rest will handle himself.
Joe don't like that word efficient, though. He don't like
Well, because it's you're dancing around. They're better at it.
No, more efficient.
Because
job get done. We get the job done. It's just
the difference is you. When I say they're better, it doesn't mean the Eagles can't catch them. But right now, they're better. They're just better at scoring.
Then you look at it, Jalen is once again on his third coordinator, fourth coordinator within 4 or 3 years.
Yep.
Jared Goff been with Ben Josh for the past 2 years.
Well, I think
year or two.
Yes, I agree with you, Anthony. But that doesn't help us win the Super Bowl this year. I think you're right, and I think that might be the biggest reason why they're just more, you know, they've got more reps in the system. Like, I think you're right on that, Anthony, but that it might mean next year's our year. I mean, that we'll see. I mean,
we got time next year. We got to do it this year.
Well,
No. This year is our year. Next year, we're just going to be blowing.
Oh, I like that.
What we're supposed to do, blowing people out.
Yeah,
next year, nobody going to stand a chance.
Not a chance.
So they might as well get us while we're trying to figure things out on offense. Might as well get us now.
I like that.
And our defense is playing so good that you can't even get us now. You know, so
Anthony,
next year, man, it'll be good.
If the system stays together. Anthony, I got something on that. But give us an answer today for all-time debates. What do you got?
All-time debate. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a dynasty or whatever. Just that one season. The 73-win Bulls versus the 73-win Golden State Warriors.
I like that one. Bulls-Warriors at their best. Anthony, good one. Hugh, who wins? 96 Bulls, 15 Warriors.
I probably have to go with the Warriors, man. The Warriors changed the way the game was played.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
They hit threes.
They were hitting threes. I remember specifically hearing Charles Barkley say that no team will ever win a championship shooting the way that they shot. So I'm going to probably say I got to go with them. I got to go with the Warriors.
I think they beat them. I mean, to me, it's a math thing, right? They hit a bunch of threes, and the teams from back
the
in
math
the day
ain't math.
Didn't hit threes. I mean, now if you put them in the game today, maybe they learn how to do it, but they didn't. All right, so Anthony said something interesting there, and OG mentioned this earlier, and I agree with this, Hugh, that maybe a big part of the reason why the Lions look
familiarity.
I'll use your word, more efficient than the Eagles, is it's the fourth year of the scheme, right, with Goff and Ben Johnson and the offense and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we're in our first year of this offense.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That doesn't make me feel better that we're going to beat them now or that we're better now.
It's. I think when you look at the way that the season has been progressing, it took this offense a little bit longer than I anticipated to get going.
But are they really going yet?
And to your point, they're better than they were in week one. So the progression.
Yeah. Okay, less turnovers, sure.
Yeah, the progression has gone a lot slower. Now, on the flip side of that, the defense started out pretty decent, and they've gotten better as the weeks progress. Like if you look at both sides of the ball, it's obvious that the defense has took the bigger leap.
Yes.
In a shorter period of time. But I feel like the offense is trending in the right direction. So it's – see, I'm basing this basically off of projection. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you know, back to the 401ks and the portfolios and stuff like that.
Is Wall Street here back?
Yeah, it's the projected
outcome.
We haven't
heard from him all day.
Yeah, it's the projected outcome.
Yeah.
You know, of the blue chips.
Because,
you know, at the end of the day
– what is it again? Blue chips and then
the mutual fund.
Mutual fund,
now,
yeah.
At the end of the day, your blue chip stocks are going to outperform the mutual funds. You just got to stay the course.
I'm telling you, there's a finance podcast where you talk
about
this
saying,
stuff.
I'm just saying.
People would subscribe.
No, they would not. They'd be like, you got the worst financial tips on the planet. But at the end of the day, the blue chips are going to outperform the mutual funds. You just have to believe that, and you got to stay the
course. I don't believe it.
In the history of stocks.
But are we sure? All right, I'm trying to follow your analogies. Are we sure Jalen's a blue chip?
Yeah, he's a blue chip.
What if he's a mutual fund?
Like, he got paid like a blue chip.
You could pay anyone you want to pay him.
No, he got paid. He's a blue chip.
He might be a mutual fund.
Hey, listen, his stock is still pretty high.
Like
his
stock is sure. High. All right.
The mutual funds are on the other side of the ball. The Zach Bonds of the world.
Zach Bonds playing like a blue chip.
The only blue chip that's on that side of the ball right now is Jalen Carter.
Quinyon?
The rest of them. Quinyon? I forgot about. I think about the front four.
Classic defensive lineman ignoring his secondary. All right. So we got callers today saying the continuity of Detroit. That's really it. That's why we're not looking quite as efficient. I'll keep using Hugh's word on the offensive side of the football. Maybe that'll figure itself out. But, Hugh, when the Eagles brought in Kellen Moore, what was that like?
Coach Goober.
Yeah, the third offense coordinator in 3 years, right? Yeah. It was Steichen, then it was Brian Johnson, then it was Kellen Moore. I believe if you go back to the spring, remember Jalen said he yearned, I think it was the word he used, he yearned for continuity?
Yeah, he was like, he had a flashback about how in his whole life, he ain't had stability.
Yeah,
nobody trying to hear all that, man. Well, we got football season to get ready for.
But it is a
it's
thing.
It's the truth, no question.
And people bring it up to defend why the offense looks choppy sometimes. Well, it's a new coordinator. Well, I got some news for you, Hugh Douglas.
What you got?
Well, we might not have the continuity we're hoping for. So I read this one this morning over the Athletic, Mike Sando's column. I'm going to quote it here. Quarterback production is typically what launches offensive coordinators to head coaching opportunities. But as one NFL team exec said of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, quote, he is going to get Kellen Moore a job. So the Kellen Moore head coach buzz is now begun around the NFL. And look, we got a long way to go before that part of the calendar next, you know, in January, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if the Eagles offense keeps looking good and Saquon plays like an MVP and gets buzz and the Eagles get to the title game, Kellen Moore might get a job somewhere. We might be on another coordinator next year.
Well, that's
year.
Fine as long as he wins the Super Bowl before he leaves. Give him a nice little parting gift. Listen, I'm in it for this year.
You're not
thinking
long term?
No, I'll worry about next year.
I thought you're a mutual fund guy. Is that a long term thing?
No, I am. But right now, I'm thinking about these penny stocks that I got too. I'm trying to make this quick $2.
I would not take your financial advice.
No, but listen, that's the chance you take when you hire an OC and your offense is playing well. Everybody, this is a copycat league, and they want the best and the brightest at all times. But if along the way we get a Super Bowl win out of that, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Well, I think we all would. But the idea is we could have to do this again next year.
I mean, I'm okay with doing it again.
I would like to have the same offense 2 years.
It would be nice, but if you tell me in 1 year's time with our quarterback, our embattled quarterback, talking about how he hasn't had the offensive coordinator, the same one in back-to-back years, and you make it to the Super Bowl, I don't think he'll have a problem with that. I think his learning curve would change just a little bit.
Well, I think he probably would have to just acknowledge this is his life here in the NFL, it's new coordinators.
Yeah.
But it's the first time I've seen the Moore coaching buzz in a while. I saw that this morning. Don in North Philly. What's up, Don? Don, you there, buddy?
Moment too big for Don.
Don going one.
No.
Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry.
He was just down. He was down on that financial pod by Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, he was enamored by my financial gurus.
He's like, moment. Wait, does Hugh know what he's talking about? Nope, he doesn't.
Not at all.
What do you think, Don?
Silly. First off, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle, can I get the music, please?
You got music, okay, Kyle?
Well, what do you want, Amazing Grace?
No, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, today, as we gather here and lay Joe's take to rest, to bed. Today, we have Joe's take, right? He said Saquon wasn't going to affect this team and put this team over the top. He said
Saquon wasn't going to be that good for this team. Joe, do you have anything to say for yourself, Joe?
We have 8 wins, Don. 8 wins.
And that's,
they won 11 last year.
That's all he has to say from his terrible take. May we bow our heads, everyone, bow our heads, please, as we lower this tape into the ground. Kyle, Hugh, any last words of this terrible take?
Yeah, your take sucks, Joe.
Man, that was strong.
This is the worst eulogy I've ever heard.
I was like, that was not the worst.
Nice
I
think it's about the person.
No, well,
you know, it was. It
the
had
take
a good
wasn't
run.
Good.
Also, I'm not supposed to be dead, so I can't talk, I guess, during this. Mm-hmm. Don's taking liberties. I didn't say he wouldn't be good.
Well,
I just
hold on.
Said
your take
was...
is dead.
No, not yet.
No. It's dead.
There's still
gone,
a pulse
Joe.
Here. There's
it's
still.
Not,
I, we the heart's still beating, Don. It's not over yet.
Also, like, I don't think we necessarily have to say great things. Like, if he was a really bad person, right, then we don't necessarily have to shower them with praise.
Well,
the take was really bad. It should be villainized.
It should not be villainized. It was rooted in logic.
It was a bad take.
We'll see.
Disaster.
It was a terrible take.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
Don, I like this. Don, what do you got for us for a great rivalry? What do you got? Or a great debate, excuse me.
How about the who's the GOAT, Jordan or LeBron?
Well, that's a classic one. It might be the most classic sports debate. Don,
that's the one that you hear
it.
In the barbershops every day. And every day there's a different angle to this GOAT debate. It's crazy.
So you know how we said earlier with Brady and Montana, it ended a while ago, mm-hmm. right? Like Brady just passed Montana. The weird thing is, I think most people would just say Jordan, right? Like if you just line up 100 people, you said who's better? I think like 90 would say Jordan's better. But the amazing part is the longevity factor of James. He
does
just,
not factor into it.
Well, it should. I mean, Michael was done years ago in terms of the career arc. Like, LeBron has just kept going and going and going. At some point, I wonder, does that bring it all back to the middle?
It just all depends on who you like. Because I feel
think you're right on that.
A lot of times when they have the Jordan take, it's because of Jordan, the sum of Michael Jordan. You know, the All-Star game where, you know, the dunk contest when he took off in flight, the shoes, the fact that Jordan is still being talked about in such reverence to this day. I think the difference is when you look at both of their careers, Jordan won all 5 of his rings, if I'm not mistaken.
6.
5, 6. Yeah. My fault. Not trying to dislike Jordan because I want them Jordanites to come after
him. Oh, they will too. Don't you do that.
I think it's pretty interesting and it's pretty fascinating that Jordan won all of his titles with one coach and one number two his whole career. LeBron's did it 3 times with 3 different coaches and 3 different number twos. That's pretty dope. I mean, I'm not saying that he's the better, but I think that's something that should be brought into the conversation.
Can I give you the way I frame it right now? This is the way it is in my head. I think Michael Jordan was the better basketball player, but LeBron's had the better career. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but you know, when people talk about it, you know, they're going to say, and this is the cornerstone of this argument, Jordan never never lost a championship, I should say.
But he only made 6. Isn't it similar to LeBron, Brady, and Montana? Like in that sense, right? Montana never lost one,
yeah,
but he only made 4.
In Tom Brady's sense, yeah. But Brady went to 10, though.
That's what I mean. LeBron has played all these years. If you ask me right now who was the better basketball player and you had to win one game, I would take Michael. But I do think the career longevity is just remarkable
for
LeBron.
Doesn't, like, even though he's fallen off, like, I'm pretty sure that there's still some...
He still might make all NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even though his game isn't what it was when he was younger, he's still playing at a really high level.
He's about to be 40, and he's still a top 10 player in the league. I mean, that stuff does not happen ever in the NBA. Let's go to M in Virginia. What's up, M?
Well, AI is my GOAT, so...
Well, everyone has their own GOAT. You got your GOAT, our GOAT, the real GOAT.
You said your goat, my goat,
the real goat. Yeah, I mean, everyone can have their own goat. I like that, Em. Em, what are you thinking today?
What am I thinking? Mm-hmm. I called when y'all were talking about Q.
Quinyon Mitchell?
The name.
What's the name?
Is Quintanamo or Quintanamo Bay.
Quintanamo Bay. What do you think of that, Hugh?
I've heard that name.
Bay
yeah, the Quintanamo. Yeah, I've heard that
Bay.
Name.
That's the name floating around. That's the name I'm sticking with because it just got a ring to it.
It does. It's like he puts the players on Quintanamo Bay. Like they're out of the game.
Yeah,
but it's a wrap. Guantanamo Bay is where they like prisoners. Like prisoners.
The receiver he faces is in prison. He locks
it's
him up.
Don't they beat them people in Guantanamo Bay?
What do you think he's doing to these receivers?
We don't know what he's doing to them people. We never see them.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't know what he's doing to them people on that side of the field. I got you.
Makes sense. A little violent.
What else I had on my I've been on hold for 3 days.
I'm a golden man on the moon. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions?
I feel so, but Lions are, you know, like just a little bit better at this week.
So like right now, but you think like down the line the Eagles could catch him?
Yeah, January, February, you know.
So I think that's possible too. Like if the Eagles passing game gets better, they could be there by the end of January. Right now I got Hugh telling me that, you know, they're in the same class. Like, dude, come on.
Same class.
No.
I just said that.
Yeah, you agree with Hugh. Yeah. You're both wrong. Eagles are hot. Go ahead.
Oh Lord, here we go.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, it did.
No, I'm good.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I see. Here he goes.
What's your favorite debate? Give us a great debate, Em.
That's what I was getting to. Okay. Man on the moon.
Like, did we actually land one?
Go? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? What's your theory?
I mean, we ain't been there in 2024. How'd they do it in 64?
Well, I think there was a little more
technology.
Yeah,
today.
You're right. We do. A little more motivation back then. Goodness. And we appreciate it. Wasn't A.J. Brown on this in the offseason?
But did we really
go to the
moon?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I feel like there was an A.J. thing about the fake moonlight.
A lot of morons are.
This usually comes up during a sesh, though.
Where do you stand on the man on the moon? On the moon?
You know, I didn't really think about where I stood on it. I thought they did it.
Probably a good reason.
No, I'm just saying, because it's like, that's not something that I choose to, when I'm having a sesh, waste my brain cells on. Like, did we really go to the moon? No, I never thought about it like that. I guess we did.
I buy it. I think we went to the moon. I just feel like someone would have uncovered the lie by now.
But I do understand why people feel that way. I'm not saying that they're right.
It's called having rocks for brains.
But it's because they was like, well, why haven't we have all this technology now? We never went back.
Well, we've done it already. Like, why keep going back to the moon?
I mean, because at one point, wasn't there talking about colonizing the moon? Wasn't that like, or was that, is that Total Recall? Am I thinking about Total Recall?
I remember something about this, but no one really believed that was ever going to happen.
A lot of people did because I know at some point.
Hold on. A guy walked on the moon in 2017, guys.
Because of the
resources. Quick Google search.
I guess it's just not as big of a deal anymore. I think that was M's.
Wait a minute. Speaking of the moon.
We haven't been since 1960.
Since we're going down this rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Did they ever get that man and that woman off that satellite?
Oh, the ones that were stuck in outer space?
That been up there for a year.
Yeah, that you had weird theories about?
Oh, those theories are true.
Yeah.
You've been up there for a year. You and another person, they got it on at some point. They've gotten it on at some point.
I don't know if they ever brought them home. I don't know.
I think they're still there. Yeah. So, she's probably going to get a divorce when they get home. And him, too. Maybe they've been up there for too long.
Maybe they're listening on the Odyssey app. If that's the case, we are so sorry.
Do we get up? I'm just saying.
The Odyssey app. The Odyssey app.
Yeah. Is it going down?
Universe wide. Yeah.
Okay.
Whole galaxy.
It's a wrap for their relationship if they had one.
That's a lot to throw out there.
They've been up there in space for a whole year.
All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll go around the league next. A big change in the NFCs and maybe a surprise candidate to hire Bill Belichick this offseason. That's next. Your calls are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions. And we need your all-time debates for CombOCon on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles actually in the same class as the Detroit Lions? They win 52-6 yesterday. So the way I view it is it's Lions 1, Eagles 2. They're the top two tiers, but separate tiers, and then the rest of the NFC falls in after that. We'll go over the NFL yesterday. It was a big day, including the Bills over the Chiefs. Coming up around 1 o'clock, 215-592-9494, get you aboard. We also got to get to a big Hugh breakdown coming up about an hour from now on the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, I don't even know what you call that, fight? Or
It was a
showing.
It was a joke is
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, it was,
in a few
it was
ways.
Different.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. One thing on the Saquon note, because these guys are trying to get me to, I guess, surrender or die on the sword or just give it up, the take that Saquon wouldn't be a major difference maker in terms of wins and losses this year, which I acknowledge is going the wrong way. I'm on life support here, but I still have a pulse. Like, I'm still alive. They have 8 wins. When they get to 12, I will happily sit here and say I was dead wrong.
It's just such a spin job for you to use the whole wins and losses
but
compared to last year's thing. No, but I think you're getting lost in the semantics of the point as opposed to like the
spirit of it.
Yeah, because what you like, I understand that you wanted a 12 wins and the difference to be wins and losses, but like we can very clearly see a huge difference in this Eagles team to last season, even though we don't have as many wins.
Sure,
that's clear. They're better.
They're a better team, and I think the biggest difference is their defense.
Right, that's one of them. But yeah. Like that's also a convenient way to ignore the impact that Saquon's had on the offense.
I don't think I've ignored Saquon's impact.
Well, in the spirit of this debate, you are.
Well, because I'm not willing to concede.
I know, and it's a disaster.
We just had a caller call in to use Derrick Henry as an example. The Ravens are worse than last year when they signed him. Yeah. So is he?
That's the Ravens. I'm talking about the Eagles. What would the Eagles be without Saquon this year?
They would be different.
Okay.
Probably a little worse.
And we can also look at the Ravens and say, what would they be this season without Derrick Henry?
I don't know. Would they be much worse?
Yes, you kidding me? They don't even have as good of a defense as the Eagles.
Sure.
Yeah, their defense is
but there's also another element to this. When you take someone else would be in there. Like if you take,
but not as effective.
But maybe the team's better. You don't know that.
Are you going to sit here in good faith and tell me that you think there's a chance the Ravens would be better if they had somebody else that wasn't Derrick Henry?
Let's not do a whole Ravens thing. But it's all moving parts. If they took the Henry money and put a defensive player out there, they lost. They lost one of their best linebackers. Maybe it makes their defense better. It's all moving parts to make a puzzle, right? Like I don't know. Maybe they'd be better.
Joe, they would.
Maybe.
Stop.
Their defense is terrible. Their defense is terrible this year. They spent money on offense. They had a great offense last year. I don't know. Maybe they'd be better if they did something different.
I think just the point is you look at this Eagles team and you can specifically point to games where Saquon Barkley was the difference. The word here, because now we're back to semantics,
difference
is the difference.
Yes, because he was aided by the defense.
Oh, stop.
But it's the
defense.
Truth.
Okay, Joe, yes, but the defense also aided by him. Saquon is aided by the defense.
Relationship.
Saquon aids the offense.
Man, I tell you.
In a massive way.
In the New Orleans game, when he had 50 yards the first three quarters, was the defense aided by Saquon, or did he,
Joe, the offense has to score, right? Eventually, the defense can hold teams to 6 points. If we score zero, it means nothing.
It's wonderful. He's played well. But
no, he's played fantastic. He's played very well.
Very well.
Yeah, it's weird. He's not even that high in the MVP.
Well, that's because MVP. We know it's a farce. I've been trying to tell you guys this for a while now.
You know, hold on a second with the MVP's a farce. Real people vote on this. They don't agree with us. Like, maybe we're wrong.
No,
hold on.
No, we can see through the baloney that is MVP voting.
But these are real people voting, right? These are people that cover the NFL. These aren't like, it's not AI.
I think it's real.
We know why they're voting this way.
I think because the consensus in the NFL is that you have to have a quarterback.
People like being on the right side of history.
Well, you need a quarterback. The quarterback is the absolute most important position on the field.
Yeah, I just think people have realized the impact of the running back, even when they're great, is the sum of parts. They need so many people around them to make their impact worth it.
I think when you zoom out, you can say that. Yeah, like Josh Allen clearly is more important than Saquon Barkley is. But for the Eagles, Saquon, and this is beyond proven now, Saquon's the MVP of the Eagles offense.
Well, he's been their best player now.
Yeah, and the MVP.
Quarterbacks are always more important. But anyway, 215-592-9494.
Like how you say it real quick.
There's two takes need to be conceded. Four games alive on this, and then I'll concede when they get to 12 wins. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. And then we got to tell you specifically something about Saquon that might shake up the Eagles coaching staff. This is interesting. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Good, Anthony. What's up, buddy?
Hey, the Detroit Lions, man, I believe we're on the same playing field that they is on.
Mm-hmm.
A few calls ago said something about the layups. If we could make the layups, if we could get a score in the first quarter, we'd be right there with the Lions. For some reason, Jalen don't like layups. He liked three-pointers or, you know, whatever it is. But if we could start off fast, of course we're in the same playing field as the Lions. Man, our defense is smoking. You give Jared Goff the hoop a few games without his two best receivers. You know, what is we looking at with Jared Goff? He can't hold it down with just him by himself. And Jalen is doing pretty good, man. I believe we're going to when it's time to, we're going to show up against the Lions when it's time to.
Well, I hope you're right. And they're going to have, I mean, Anthony, they're going to have to show up because the Lions score like 34 points a game. Yeah, so, we're going to have to score.
Very efficient.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the word right there, Hugh, efficient.
I kept trying
that's
to say
all
to Joe,
it is.
He kept,
we could be efficient,
kept shooting it down.
If we could be efficient, hit the passes, wide open receivers, you never know.
Yeah.
They could go 80 yards, 20 yards, 70. You know, just hit what's there, Jalen, and then the rest will handle
Joe don't like that word efficient, though. He don't like
Well, because it's a, you're dancing around. They're better at it.
No, more efficient.
Because
job get done.
Because
we
they're
get
better.
The job. We get the job done. It's just they're
I think well, here. I think the difference is you. When I say they're better, it doesn't mean the Eagles can't catch them. But right now, they're better. They're just better at scoring.
Then you look at it, Jalen is once again on his third coordinator, fourth coordinator within 4 or 3 years.
Yep.
Jared Goff been with Ben Johnson for the past 2 years.
Well, I think
year or two.
Yes, I agree with you, Anthony. But that doesn't help us win the Super Bowl this year. I think you're right, and I think that might be the biggest reason why they're just more, you know, they've got more reps in the system. Like, I think you're right on that, Anthony, but that it might mean next year's our year. I mean, that we'll see. I mean,
we got time next year. We got to do it this year.
Well, then,
No. This year is our year. Next year, we're just going to be blowing
what
we're supposed to do, blowing people out.
Yeah,
next year, nobody's going to stand a chance.
Not a chance.
So they might as well get us while we're trying to figure things out on offense. Might as well get us now.
I like that.
And our defense is playing so good that you can't even get us now. You know, so
Anthony,
next year, man, it'll be good.
If this system stays together. Anthony, I got something on that. But give us an answer today for all-time debates. What do you got?
All-time debate. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a dynasty or whatever. Just that one season. The 73-win Bulls versus the 73-win Golden State Warriors.
I like that one. Bulls, Warriors at their best. Anthony, good one. Hugh, who wins? 96 Bulls, 15 Warriors.
I probably have to go with the Warriors, man. The Warriors changed the way the game was played.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
They hit threes.
They were hitting threes. I remember specifically hearing Charles Barkley say that no team will ever win a championship shooting the way that they shot. So I'm going to probably say I got to go with them. I got to go with the Warriors.
I think they beat them. I mean, to me, it's a math thing, right? They hit a bunch of threes, and the teams from back in
math
the day
ain't math.
Didn't hit threes. I mean, now if you put them in the game today, maybe they learn how to do it, but they didn't. All right, so Anthony said something interesting there, and OG mentioned this earlier, and I agree with this, Hugh, that maybe a big part of the reason why the Lions look...
Familiarity.
I'll use your word, more efficient than the Eagles, is it's the fourth year of the scheme, right, with Goff and Ben Johnson and the offense and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we're in our first year of this offense.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That doesn't make me feel better that we're going to beat them now or that we're better now.
It's. I think when you look at the way that the season has been progressing, it took this offense a little bit longer than I anticipated to get going.
But are they really going yet?
And to your point... They're better than they were in week one. So the progression.
Yeah. Okay, less turnovers, sure.
Yeah, the progression has gone a lot slower. Now, on the flip side of that, the defense started out pretty decent, and they've gotten better as the weeks progress. Like if you look at both sides of the ball, it's obvious that the defense has took the bigger leap.
Yes.
In a shorter period of time. But I feel like the offense is trending in the right direction. So it's – see, I'm basing this basically off of projection. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you know, back to the 401ks and the portfolios and stuff like that.
Oh, no. Is Wall Street Hugh back?
Yeah, it's a projected
outcome. We haven't
heard
from him all day.
Yeah, it's the projected outcome.
Yeah.
You know, of the blue chips.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day
– what is it again? Blue chips and then
and the mutual fund.
Mutual fund,
now,
yeah.
At the end of the day, your blue chip stocks are going to outperform the mutual funds. You gotta stay the course.
I'm telling you, there's a finance podcast where you talk
about
this
saying,
stuff.
I'm just saying.
People would subscribe.
No, they would not. They'd be like, you got the worst financial tips on the planet. But at the end of the day, the blue chips are going to outperform the mutual funds. You just have to believe that, and you got to stay the course.
I don't believe it.
In the history of stocks.
But are we sure? Or I'm trying to follow your analogies. Are we sure Jalen's a blue chip?
Yeah, he's a blue chip.
What if he's a mutual fund?
Like, he got paid like a blue chip.
You could pay anyone you want to pay him.
No, he got paid. He's a blue chip.
He might be a mutual fund.
Hey, listen, his stock is still pretty high.
High. All right.
The mutual funds are on the other side of the ball. The Zach Bonds of the world.
Zach Bonds playing like a blue chip.
The only blue chip that's on that side of the ball right now is Jalen Carter.
Quinyon?
The rest of them.
Quinyon?
I forgot about it. I think about The front four.
Classic defensive lineman ignoring his secondary.
Four.
All right. So we got callers today saying the continuity of Detroit. That's really it. That's why we're not looking quite as efficient. I'll keep using Hugh's word on the offensive side of the football. Maybe that'll figure itself out. But, Hugh, when the Eagles brought in Kellen Moore, what was that like?
Coach Goober.
Yeah, the third offense coordinator in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
It was Steichen, then it was Brian Johnson, then it was Kellen Moore. I believe if you go back to the spring, remember Jalen said he yearned, I think it was the word he used, he yearned for continuity?
Yeah, he was like he had a flashback about how in his whole life, he ain't had stability.
Yeah,
trying to hear all that, man.
Well,
we got football season to get ready for.
But it is a thing.
It's the truth, no question.
And people bring it up to defend why the offense looks choppy sometimes. Well, it's a new coordinator. Well, I got some news for you, Hugh Douglas.
What you got?
Well, we might not have the continuity we're hoping for. So I read this one this morning over the Athletic, Mike Sando's column. I'm going to quote it here. Quarterback production is typically what launches offensive coordinators to head coaching opportunities. But as one NFL team exec said of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, quote, he is going to get Kellen Moore a job. So the Kellen Moore head coach buzz is now begun around the NFL. And look, we got a long way to go before that part of the calendar next, you know, in January, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Eagles offense keeps looking good and Saquon plays like an MVP and gets buzz and the Eagles get to the title game, Kellen Moore might get a job somewhere. We might be on another coordinator next year.
Well, that's
year.
Fine as long as he wins the Super Bowl before he leaves. Give him a nice little parting gift. Listen, I'm in it for this year.
You're not
I worry about next year. No, I'll worry about next year.
I thought you're a mutual fund guy. Is that
a
long-term thing?
But right now, I'm thinking about these penny stocks that I got too. I'm trying to make this quick $2.
I would not take your financial advice.
No, but listen, that's the chance you take when you hire an OC and your offense is playing well. Everybody, this is a copycat league, and they want the best and the brightest at all times. But if along the way we get a Super Bowl win out of that, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Well, I think we all would. But the idea is we could have to do this again next year.
I mean, I'm okay with doing it again.
I would like to have the same offense 2 years
ago. I mean, it would be nice, but if you tell me in 1 year's time with our quarterback, our embattled quarterback, talking about how he hasn't had the offensive coordinator, the same one in back-to-back years, and you make it to the Super Bowl, I don't think he have a problem with that. I think his learning curve would change just a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think he probably would have to just acknowledge this is his life here in the NFL, his new coordinators.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I've seen the Moore coaching buzz in a while. I saw that this morning. Don in North Philly. What's up, Don? Don, you there, buddy?
Moment too big for Don.
Don going one?
No.
Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry.
He was just down. He was downloading that financial pod by Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, he was enamored by my financial gurus.
He's like, moment. Wait, does Hugh know what he's talking about? Nope, he doesn't.
Not at all.
What do you think, Don?
Silly. First off, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle, can I get the music, please?
You got music. Okay, Kyle.
Well, what, you want Amazing Grace?
No. Yeah, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, today, as we gather here and lay Joe's take to rest, to bed. Today, we have Joe's take, right? He said Saquon wasn't going to affect this team and put this team over the top. He said
Saquon wasn't going to be that good for this team. Joe, do you have anything to say for yourself, Joe?
We have 8 wins, Don. 8 wins.
And that's,
they won 11 last year.
That's all he has to say from his terrible take. May we bow our heads, everyone, bow our heads, please, as we lower this take into the ground. Kyle, Hugh, any last words of this terrible take?
Yeah, your take sucks, Joe.
Man, I was...
This is the worst eulogy I've ever heard.
I was like, that was not the worst.
Supposed to say nice things about the person.
No, well,
you know, it was. It
the
had
take
a good
wasn't
run.
Good.
Also, I'm not supposed to be dead, so I can't talk. I guess during this, Don's taking liberties. I didn't say he wouldn't be good.
Well,
I just
hold on,
said
your take
was...
is dead.
No, not yet.
No, it's dead.
There's still a pulse here. There's still, the heart's still beating, Don. It's not over yet.
Also, like, I don't think we necessarily have to say great things. Like, if he was a really bad person, right? Then we don't necessarily have to shower them with praise. Well, the take was really bad.
It
should be villainized.
It should not be villainized. It was rooted in logic.
It was a bad take.
We'll see.
Disaster.
It was a terrible take.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
Don, I like this. Don, what do you got for us for a great rivalry? What do you got? Or a great debate, excuse me.
How about the who's the GOAT? Jordan or LeBron?
Well, that's a classic one. It might be the most classic sports debate. Don,
that's the one that you hear in the barbershops every day, and every day there's a different angle to this GOAT debate. It's crazy.
So you know how we said earlier with Brady and Montana, it ended a while ago, mm-hmm. right? Like Brady just passed Montana. The weird thing is I think most people would just say Jordan, right? Like if you just line up 100 people, you said who's better? I think like 90 would say Jordan's better. But the amazing part is, the longevity factor of James. He's
does
just,
not factor into it.
Well, it should. I mean, Michael was done years ago in terms of the career arc. Like, LeBron has just kept going and going and going. At some point, I wonder, does that bring it all back to the middle?
It just all depends on who you like. Because I
think you're right on that.
A lot of times when they have the Jordan take, it's because of Jordan, the sum of Michael Jordan. You know, the All-Star game. Where, you know, the dunk contest, when he took off in flight, the shoes, the fact that Jordan is still being talked about in such reverence to this day. I think the difference is when you look at both of their careers, Jordan won all 5 of his rings, if I'm not mistaken.
Six.
Yeah. My fault. Not trying to dislike Jordan because I want them Jordanites to come after
him. Oh, they will too. Don't you do that.
I think it's pretty interesting and it's pretty fascinating that Jordan won all of his titles with one coach. And one number two,
mm-hmm.
his whole career. LeBron's did it 3 times with 3 different coaches and 3 different number twos. That's pretty dope. I mean, I'm not saying that he's the better, but I think that's something that should be brought into the conversation.
Can I give you the way I frame it right now? This is the way it is in my head. I think Michael Jordan was the better basketball player, but LeBron's had the better career. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but you know, when people talk about it, you know, they're going to say, and this is the cornerstone of this argument. Jordan never never lost a championship, I should say.
But he only made 6. Isn't it similar to LeBron, Brady, and Montana? Like in that sense, right? Montana never lost one,
but
he only made 4.
In Tom Brady's sense, yeah. But Brady went to 10, though.
That's what I mean. LeBron has played all these years. If you ask me right now who was the better basketball player, and you had to win one game, I would take Michael. But I do think the career longevity is just remarkable.
Yeah, and
for
it doesn't, like, even though he's fallen off, like, I'm pretty sure that there's still some.
He still might make all NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even though his game isn't what it was when he was younger, he's still playing at a really high level.
He's about to be 40, and he's still a top 10 player in the league. I mean, that stuff does not happen ever in the NBA. Let's go to M in Virginia. What's up, M?
Well, AI is my GOAT, so.
Well, everyone has their own goat. You got your goat, our goat, the real goat.
You said your goat, my goat,
the real goat. Yeah, I mean, everyone can have their own goat. I like that, Em. Em, what are you thinking today?
What am I thinking? Mm-hmm. I called when y'all were talking about Q.
Quinyon Mitchell?
The name.
What's the name?
Is Quintanamo or Quintanamo Bay.
Quintanamo Bay. What do you think of that, Hugh?
I've heard that name.
Bay.
Yeah, the Quintana. Yeah, I've heard that
Bay.
Name.
That's the name floating around. That's the name I'm sticking with because it just got a ring to it.
It does. It's like he puts the players on Quintanamo Bay. Like they're out of the game.
Yeah, but is it's a Guantanamo Bay is where they like prisoners? Like prisoners?
The receiver he faces is in prison.
He locks them up.
Don't they beat them people in Guantanamo Bay?
What do you think he's doing to these receivers?
We don't know what he's doing to them people because we never see them.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't know what he's doing to the people on that side of the field because we never see him.
I got you. Makes sense.
What else I had on my, I've been on hold for 3 days.
I'm a golden man on the moon. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions?
I feel so, but Lions are, you know, like just a little bit better at this week.
So like right now, but you think like down the line, the Eagles could catch him.
Yeah, January, February, you know.
So, I think that's possible, too. Like, if the Eagles' passing game gets better, they could be there by the end of January. Right now, I got Hugh telling me that, you know, they're in the same class. Like, dude, come on.
Same class.
No.
I just said that.
Yeah, you agree with Hugh. You're both wrong. Eagles are... Go ahead.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, it did.
No, I'm good.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I see. Here he goes.
What's your favorite debate? Give us a great debate, Em.
That's what I was getting to. Okay. Man on the moon.
Like, did we actually land one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? What's your theory?
I mean, we ain't been there in 2024. How'd they do it in 64?
Well, I think there was a little more
technology.
Yeah,
today.
You're right. We do. A little more motivation back then. And we appreciate it. Wasn't A.J. Brown on this in the offseason?
But did we really
go to the
moon?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I feel like there was an A.J. thing about the fake moonlight.
A lot of morons are.
This usually comes up during a sesh, though.
Where do you stand on the man on the moon? Or on the moon?
You know, I didn't really think about where I stood on it. I thought they did it.
Probably a good reason.
No, I'm just saying, because it's like, that's not something that I choose to, when I'm having a sesh, waste my brain cells on. Like, did we really go to the moon? No, I never thought about it like that. I guess we did.
I buy it. I think we went to the moon. I just feel like someone would have uncovered the lie by now.
But I do understand why people feel that way. I'm not saying that they're right.
It's called having rocks for brains.
But it's because they was like, well, why haven't we have all this technology now? We never went back.
Well, we've done it already. Like, why keep going back to the moon?
I mean, because at one point, wasn't there talking about colonizing the moon? Wasn't that like, or was that, is that Total Recall? Am I thinking about Total Recall?
I remember something about this, but no one really believed that was ever going to happen.
A lot of people did because I know at some point.
Hold on. A guy walked on the moon in 2017, guys.
Because of the resources.
A quick Google search.
I guess it's just not as big of a deal anymore. I think that was M's.
Wait a minute. Speaking of the moon.
Been since 1960.
Since we're going down this rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Did they ever get that man and that woman off that satellite?
Oh, the ones that were stuck in outer space?
That been up there for a year?
Yeah, that you had weird theories about?
Oh, those theories are true.
Yeah.
You've been up there for a year. You and another person. They got it on at some point. They've gotten it on at some point.
I don't know if they ever brought them home. I don't know.
I think they're still there. Yeah. So, yeah, she's probably going to get a divorce when they get home. And him, too. Maybe they've been up there for too long.
Maybe they're listening on the Odyssey app. If that's the case, we are so sorry.
Do we get up? I'm just saying.
The Odyssey app?
Yeah, is it going up there?
Universe-wide. Yeah.
Okay.
Whole galaxy.
It's a wrap for their relationship, if they had one.
That's a lot to throw it out there.
They've been up there in space for a whole year.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll go around the league next. A big change in the NFCs and maybe a surprise candidate to hire Bill Belichick this offseason. That's next. Your calls are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions, and we need your all-time debates for CombOCon on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.